Now, we're talking generally about estate planning, but you also focus a lot on charitable giving as part of the estate planning process. Can you talk a little bit about some of the techniques you can use for families to help both charities and families?
Well, that's a great point, because that's what really most people don't understand. There are vehicles that can do estate planning, financial planning, tax planning, and philanthropic planning. And, you know, I feel very lucky that I have the opportunity and developed this practice to meld all of those disciplines. And there are many opportunities. Right now, you know, one of the planning techniques, because you'd think it's a difficult time, right? Values are down, and clearly charities are being adversely affected by, the economy, as all of us are. But, you know, with values being down in terms of real estate, in terms of the stock market, and pretty much all assets, and interest rates being low, it actually is a really unique opportunity, almost a perfect storm for certain charitable vehicles. And to get into the charitable vehicles, they're complex and involved, and, you know, it would take a lot of time. But the bottom line is it's a trust, you know, in which lead payments go to charity for a period of years, and then after that term, the assets go to heirs. And there's much more flexibility than what I just said.
In fact, it can be the reverse, vehicle. Too, can't it?
Yeah, well, you can do a charitable remainder trust, right, where the income goes to, you know, a non-charity, to the donors of that trust. And then at the end of their lives, after they get income for a period of time for their lives, then it goes to charity. And there's all kinds of income tax deductions and estate tax plays, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. I don't think there's anything wrong with planning to avoid taxes. Certainly the Supreme Court has said that's not a problem. So these are legitimate tools that can integrate philanthropy and estate planning and tax planning, and they're wonderful tools to consider.
So it's win-win all over. The family gets reduced income taxes, reduced estate taxes, and the charity gets money.
Absolutely.
Now, what type of families should be thinking about this?
Right. Generally, for what I just mentioned as being a unique opportunity for individuals who have families that have an estate tax scenario, those families are in a position to potentially benefit greatly. But, and think about this, and whether somebody has $3 million or $5 million or $10 million or $1 billion, they can create a plan and keep their assets for their life, and at their death create this vehicle that I was talking about. It's called the Charitable Lead Trust, and do zero estate tax planning. So they can get assets to their kids, you know, when they die, they get estate tax free, they can get money to charity for a period of time, and then those assets can go to the benefit of their heirs. It's really interesting planning, very sophisticated, but can be really beneficial.
This solves a conundrum some families might have, thinking, I'd really like to leave money to a charity, but I don't want my kids to feel disinherited. So this is a way to both have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah,
to help the charity and help your kids.
Good point.